Chapter 13. The Sargasso of Space.
"Stand on the sun," Mendoza had once told a class of slightly bemused students soon after the announcement of his Nobel Prize, "and look straight at Jupiter 750 million kilometers away. Then open your arms 60 degrees on either side. Do you know what you'll be pointing at?"
He didn't expect an answer and didn't pause for one.
"You won't be able to see anything there, but you'll be pointing at two of the most fascinating places in the solar system. In 1772, the great French mathematician Lagrange discovered that the gravitational fields of the Sun and Jupiter could combine to produce a very interesting phenomenon. Lying on Jupiter's orbit, 60 degrees ahead and 60 degrees behind, are two stable points. A body placed at either will remain at the same distance from the Sun and from Jupiter, the three forming a huge equilateral triangle. The existence of asteroids wasn't known when Lagrange was alive, so he probably never guessed that one day there'd be a practical demonstration of his theory. It took more than 100 years, 134 to be exact, before Achilles was discovered, trailing 60 degrees behind Jupiter. A year later, Patroclus was found not far away, and then Hector, but at the point 60 degrees ahead of Jupiter. Today we know more than 10,000 of these Trojan asteroids, so-called because the first few dozen were named after the heroes of the Trojan War. Of course, that idea had to be given up years ago. Now they simply have numbers. The last catalog I saw had reached 11,500, and they're still coming in, though very slowly. We believe the census is now 95% complete. Any remaining Trojans can't be more than 100 meters across. Now, I have to confess, I've been lying to you. Virtually none of the Trojans are at the two Trojan points. They wander back and forth, and up and down, through 30 degrees or more. Saturn's largely to blame for that. Its gravitational field spoils the neat Sun-Jupiter pattern. So think of the Trojan asteroids as forming two huge clouds, with their centers approximately 60 degrees on either side of Jupiter. For some reason, that's still unknown. Anyone want a good PhD thesis? There are three times as many Trojans ahead of Jupiter as behind.